Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mamra by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samak Zayin, the 10th Barak, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abaye said, I'm on the boy Lamachve Chasimus Yadei Bebeit Dina. One who needs to show his signature and base and to authenticate his signature in a document, Lachve Besof Megilta, should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll. For perhaps someone else will find it, and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a document would be accepted because the Mishnah states, if a claimant produces a shtar written in his hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. A Jewish toll collector once suggested to Abaye to show him his signature so that when Abaye's Talmidim would present notes signed by Abaye, he would let them cross without paying the toll. As Abaye was signing the scroll, the toll collector attempted to pull it so Abaye would sign lower down. Abaye said, Kvar kadamuch rabban, the rabbis preempted you and taught how to avoid such fraud. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kosvin get le'ish afo pishein ishto imo. We may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays for both of these documents. Similarly, Kosin Shtel Lelova Afu Pishein Mavimo. We may write a loan document for a borrower, even if the lender is not there, since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. The borrower pays for the shtar. A shtar of sale may be written for a seller without the buyer present, and the buyer pays for the shtar. The Mishnah proceeds to list various shtaros which require consent of both parties to be written since they record the obligations of both parties, such as shtari erison, which records financial commitments from both sides, sharecropping documents, or court documents. And point number three, although a get may be written without the wife's consent, the sofer must know the husband's name. Abaye said that Rav required that the sofer know the names of both the husband and wife because otherwise someone can fraudulently obtain a get for the wife of another man with the same name, enabling her to remarry unlawfully. Furthermore, Rav said that two men with identical names, married to two wives with identical names, can only divorce in each other's presence. The Gemara said perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers, Rav said, Kol shechusak shmo be'ir shloshim yom, anyone whose name was established for 30 days, ain't choshishin lo. We're not concerned about him that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. If it was not established for 30 days, Abaye suggested a test, the Karle Va'ane. They call him by his given name, and he answers. However, Rav Zvid said, Ramaba Ramause Zoyer. A trickster is careful with his trickery, and this test is unreliable. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abaye said, Haiman de Baila Machve Chasimus Yode, Be'dina. One who needs to show his signature in based and to authenticate his signature in a document, Lachve Besof Megilta, should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll, for perhaps someone else will find it, and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a document would be accepted because the Mishnah states, if a claimant produces a shtar written in his hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. A Jewish toll collector once suggested to Abaye to show him his signature so that when Abaye's Talmidim would present notes signed by Abaye, he would let them cross without paying the toll. As Abaye was signing the scroll, the toll collector attempted to pull it so Abaye would sign lower down. Abaye said, Kvar kadamuch rabban, the rabbis preempted you and taught how to avoid such fraud. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kosvin get le'ish afo pishein ishto imo. We may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present, since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays for both of these documents. Similarly, Kosin Shtel Lelova Afu Pishein Mavimo. We may write a loan document for a borrower, even if the lender is not there, since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. The borrower pays for the shtar. A shtar of sale may be written for a seller without the buyer present, and the buyer pays for the shtar. The Mishnah proceeds to list various shtaros which require consent of both parties to be written, since they record the obligations of both parties, such as shtari erison, which records financial commitments from both sides, sharecropping documents, or court documents. And point number three, although a get may be written without the wife's consent, the sofer must know the husband's name. Abaye said that Rav required that the sofer know the names of both the husband and wife because otherwise someone can fraudulently obtain a get for the wife of another man with the same name, enabling her to remarry unlawfully. Furthermore, Rav said that two men with identical names, married to two wives with identical names, can only divorce in each other's presence. The Gemara said perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers, Rav said, Kol shechuzak shmo be'ir shloshim yom, anyone whose name was established for 30 days, ain't choshishin lo. We're not concerned about him that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. If it was not established for 30 days, Abai suggested a test, the Karle Ba'ane. They call him by his given name, and he answers. However, Rav Zvid said, Ramaba Ramause Zoyer. A trickster is careful with his trickery, and this test is unreliable. All right, so now we're going to go to our Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Zayin, and we had many people suggest cases. We're going to go with Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. His suggestion is cases in a warehouse. So cases in a warehouse is the Simmon. So here goes. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise to a man who had no idea but has been known to all in the neighborhood as Yosef ben Shimon for at least 30 days. Once again, slow motion. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in the warehouse. Cases in a warehouse? That must be on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, which reminds us, Abai said, the one who needs to show his signature in base and to authenticate his signature in a document should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll, for perhaps someone else will find it and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a shtar would be accepted because the Mishnah states, Hotzi lov ksav yado shu chayvo. If a claim produces a shtar written in the person's hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, we may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays her both of these documents. Similarly, kosin shtar lulova afu pishein malvi imo. We may write a loan document for a borrower even if the lender is not there since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of Justice Seller for cases of merchandise to a man who had no idea but has been known to all in the neighborhood as Yosef ben Shimon for at least 30 days, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers that Rav said, anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. So once again, the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just a seller for cases of merchandise, to a man who had no idea but has been known to all the neighborhood as Yosef ben Shimon for at least 30 days. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Gimel is Coast Guard. The Coast Guard, that must be more Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. The Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if the two-line gap, which invalidates a shtar, includes space between the lines, and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, Mistavrid the Henva Aviron, it's logical that it means them and their space, because otherwise, L'may Chazya, for what is the gap useful, since there is insufficient space for two normal lines of writing? The Gemara brings numerous opinions, one of them being that of Ula, who required enough space for a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, meaning a total of three spaces. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid shtar in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and base and certification, which reminds us, Rav says that a two-line gap only invalidates a shtar where the gap is between the text and the signatures of Obein Edim LaSharta, but if the space is between the witness's signatures and base and certification, even a lot of blank space is valid. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid shtar in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and base and certification, and a psak in a second bottle that ruled that a shtar with even a space of a single line between them is possible, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rav and said that if space is left between the signatures and basin certification, afil shita achas pasul, even a single line is invalid. The reason is that the holder might cut off the text and signatures of the shtar and write whatever he wants and forward signatures on the single line of space above the certification. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds a shtar that comes with its text and signatures on a single line is valid. Kuf Samach Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Dalad is desk. That's Kuf Samach Dalad backwards. So here goes. When the man behind the huge desk, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Dalad, read backwards. When the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, which reminds us, Rav said, shtar bohu ve'edav al-machak kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a get makusha, making it a get pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amadov, Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel said, a get makusha can be unbound and made into a get pashut. Rabbi objected that the dating system of these two types of shtaros are different because a get pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a get makusha is post-dated by an additional year, Malch Shana Moni Lo Shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim Moni Lo Gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a get makusha follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a get makusha, making it a get pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hara, which reminds us, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son, Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a get makusha, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach Lashon Hara hazeh, turn away from this Lashon Hara. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach Lashon Hara hazeh, although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in a brisa, Lo'olam al yisapar adam tovaso shel chavero, a person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. Daf Kuf Samach Hei, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Hei is Siberian Huskies. So here goes. After the Siberian Huskies handling service, Siberian Huskies, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Hei backwards. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get makusher and a get pashut that was ordered, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a place where both types of shtaros, a get pashut and get makusher, are written. And one told the sofer to write a get pashut, but he wrote a get makusher. The Tanakhama holds kveda. The person was particular that it should be a pashut, and the shtar is invalid. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds mara makum hulo. He was merely showing the sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated get makusher. Abaye names two more tanaim who hold mara makum hulo. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get makusher and not a get pasha that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining aid echot beksav the aid echot pepeh. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get makusher and not a get pashut that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different basin, which reminds us, Rav Ashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed for Beirmia. If two Edim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yevo basin, Eitzel basin, V'yetzarfut, what is the halach regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint Edus? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassin, who holds that testimony of Edim who testified separately can be combined. Can their Edus even be combined from different Batei Din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiya answered that he leans towards saying, they can be combined. Daf Kuf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Vav is whiskey, pronounced visky. That's Kuf Samach Vav backwards. So here goes. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, visky. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of Dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states Mabea, coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term Dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim Dahav, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but Zahav bidinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara said perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abaye answers, Yad Baal Shtar al Tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, which reminds the Gemara teaches that a woman with five doubtful births brings only one carbon. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. Abraisa states, Yomada tachto mina el yom ba'os achas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, of a lobush de osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Chan or An from the names written above. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf of a braisa that teaches how to understand a shtar which records a debt of dahav, a gold dinar, that's on daf? Kuf samach vav. Good. Number two, which daf when according to Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba, edim sign from the bottom of the shtar running upwards, that's on daf? Kuf samach vav. Good. Number three, which daf do you discuss combining edus given in different batei din, that's on daf? Kuf Samach Hei. Good. Number four. Which have they learned that only one missing letter can be learned from the beginning of a shtar, but not two letters? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Vav. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn there's no concern that a son signs using his father's name, even as a simon? That's on daf. Kuf Samachov. Good. Number seven. Which daf we discuss which party must authorize various types of shtaros? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf we discuss texts and signatures written on erased parchment? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Dalet. Good. Number nine. Which daf we learn that one should not write a signature at the bottom of a blank scroll? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number ten. Which daf we learn that a woman with five doubtful childbirths brings only one carbon? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.